We pray that your will for Glow Music Ministry in relation to establishing of his kingdom agenda for this time will be established in the name of Jesus. Let your will for our lives be established in the name of Jesus and also for Glow Music Ministry. In relation to establishing your kingdom agenda for this time, we pray that it will be established in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you all the glory and we give you all the praise in the name of Jesus. We thank you. 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 We give you all the praise. Lord, we are grateful. Have your own way in the service. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Let's take a quick recap on all that we've done throughout the month in all our Blessed Monday services. We've been praying. We started off praying to overcome the battles that come with the blessing. We looked at distraction and consistency. We prayed against distraction and asked for the grace to be able to maintain consistency. Do well to check out the podcasts and the videos to pray along. And then we looked at divine help for the musician. We prayed that the Lord would grant us help in this calling. We prayed this as well. And then we prayed concerning divine guidance preserves the blessing. So we ask that the Lord will constantly grant us guidance to preserve his blessing in our lives. Hallelujah. Then again, we looked at the fact that we are blessed to be a blessing. We are not just blessed for ourselves, but blessed to be a blessing. And so we prayed that the Lord will grace us to be a blessing wherever we are, wherever he has commissioned us to extend the blessing he's given us. We will not struggle to do so. And finally, yesterday we looked at helpers of the blessing, where we pray that the Lord will constantly bring to us helpers and also grant us the wisdom to manage the relationships he has given us in Jesus' name. So let's check these out and pray along. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In our Anointed Tuesday services, we've been looking at wisdom for God's anointed. October was a month of divine wisdom, and so we looked at wisdom for God's anointed. It is one thing to be anointed, it's another thing to operate by divine wisdom. And here we were charged to show full proof of our calling, and that can only be realized by divine wisdom. We looked at this in 2 weeks. Then we looked at wisdom for God's anointed, dominion keys, and one of them was diligence. And so we pray that the Lord will grace us to be diligent. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this also we looked at in 2 weeks. For our favorite Thursday services, we've been looking at grace beyond strength. We started in the month of September. We continued in this month, grace beyond strength, part 2. And we saw that strength is a quality or state of being strong or having good beneficial quality or attributes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We learned that human strength is limited, and so we needed divine wisdom and the spirit of counsel to be able to thrive as people who are favored, as people of God, as musicians, as ministers. And then also we saw that divine provision from God's grace is stronger. Human beauty is limited. Never neglect the grace of God.
Amen.
Because you are anointed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Grace Beyond Strength Part 3 took us through God's kingdom rules over everything, including the kingdom of men, that nothing surprises God. God's assignment or purpose for man precedes one birth. We looked at this also in 2 weeks. Now we looked at allow God to humiliate your enemies, still under Grace Beyond Strength. And that was our final lesson last Thursday, where we prayed that the Lord himself would destroy every enemy of his purpose in our lives. Where we don't count on our strength, for our strength would fail us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In our glorious Friday services, we started off with the pursuit of a vision. We saw that vision is a faculty or state of being able to see, the ability to think or plan a future with imagination or wisdom. Now we went to manifest glory through divine wisdom on Glorious Friday. Manifest glory through divine wisdom. God and God's glory are inseparable. And the glory of God is seen in the display of his wisdom. And so we need to access divine wisdom to display God's glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Continuing on manifest glory, we sought to stop the operation of the spirit of foolishness. And this is where we looked at the fact that we're crowned with glory and honor, but foolishness can take all of that away. And so we've learned that the spirit of foolishness operates by interfering with the manifesting of God's glory in our lives of ministry at critical times. And we needed to watch out for a few. Please listen to the podcast to get the full message and pray along. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Stop the spirit of foolishness. Part two, we looked at think right, which is one way we could stop the spirit of foolishness, thinking right. We saw that seven spirits rested on Jesus, the spirit of wisdom, and that is what fights the spirit of foolishness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We learned that when it comes to the believer, the spirit of the Lord does not rest on us, but dwells in us. You want to keep that in mind. That we also looked at in 2 weeks. Please do also go through all our lessons, because they are all nuggets we are using for life. God bless you.
We'll go into Thanksgiving for the month of October. And first of all, we are thanking God for personal preservation. Personal preservation, Lamentations 3, 22 to 23. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Amen.
Amen.
So we are praying, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
I trust in you. Thank you for your unfailing mercies.
Thank you for your unfailing mercies.
Which have been on my life. Throughout the month of October.
I give you all the glory.
In Jesus' name, begin to thank God for his unfailing mercies in your life throughout the month of October.
His mercies have been renewed daily.
Somebody give him thanks. We thank you for your unfailing mercies, O God. Throughout the month of October, the enemy sought to take out our lives, but Lord, by your mercy, you delivered us from all traps of the enemy. We thank you for preserving our lives, Lord Jesus. Because of your mercies, we were not consumed in the month of October 2023. Lord, I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your mercy, which has not failed on my life. Your mercy without end. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy. We are grateful, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for your unfailing mercies, which have been on our lives throughout the month of October. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. In the name of Jesus. Secondly, we are thanking God for family. Hosea 1 verse 7. But I'll have mercy upon the house of Judah, and will save them by the Lord their God, and will not save them by bow, nor by sword, nor by battle, nor horses, nor by horsemen. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord has had mercy on our families, and so we are praying this prayer. Declare after me, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
I trust in you. Thank you for preserving my family.
Thank you for preserving my family.
My parents, my siblings.
My spouse. My children.
My extended family. And my spiritual family at Glow Music. In Jesus' name. Come on, thank the Lord for your family. Thank the Lord for your family, your biological family, your spiritual family, even the people at your workplace. They are like a type of family. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank you that you've had mercy on my family. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for having mercy on my family, mercy on my parents. Thank you for preserving my parents, preserving my siblings, preserving my spouse, preserving my children, my extended family, even my spiritual family at Glow Music. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your preservation, oh God. Thank you for keeping them safe. When they went out and they came in, you preserved their lives. Lord, I thank you for everyone at Glow Music Ministry. I thank you that they are well. I thank you that in this month of October, you preserve their life. They may have fallen ill at some point, but Lord, I thank you for your preservation, for your healing power at work in their lives. Jesus, I give you all the glory and I give you all the praise, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you,
Jesus.
We are also thanking God for financial blessings. Deuteronomy 8, verse 18 says, "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, but it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he sware unto thy fathers as it is this day." Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are praying again, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
I trust in you.
I trust in you.
Thank you for every financial blessing.
Thank you for every financial blessing.
Be it through the work of my hands.
Be it through the work of my hands.
Be it through gifts.
Be it through gifts.
Be it through parental provision.
Be it through parental provision.
Be it through any other income.
Be it through any other income.
I acknowledge that you gave it to me.
I acknowledge that you gave it to me.
Lord, bless all those.
Lord, bless all those.
Through whom you gave to me, Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, let's pray, thanking God for financial blessings that you brought our way. Be it through the work of our hands. Be it through gifts from our friends, from our family, parental provision, every source of income. For his word says in Deuteronomy 8, verse 18, that he gives us the power to get wealth. And so thank the Lord for the power that he gave you for the wealth in October 2023. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for every financial blessing through the work of my hands, through gifts, through parental provision, be it any other income, any source of gift. Lord, I thank you. I acknowledge that you are the one who gave it to me. It's not by my strength. It's not by my skill. It's not by any special ability that I have. Lord, I thank you for that gift. I thank you, Lord. Bless those to whom you gave. Bless my parents. Bless my boss. Bless my friends. In the name of Jesus. Bless my siblings.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, we thank you for the wealth that you brought to us in October 2023, for the financial blessing. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We glorify your name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Finally, we are thanking God for opportunities. Ecclesiastes 9:11, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all. Amen.
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 So let's pray this prayer, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
I trust in you.
I trust in you.
Thank you for every opportunity.
Thank you for every opportunity.
It is only by your mercies.
It is only by your mercies.
And I'm grateful.
And I'm grateful.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
Thank the Lord for every opportunity that came your way in this month of October. Not everybody has that opportunity that you got in this month. And so thank God for that opportunity that he preserved for you in the month of October 2023. Lord, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you for every opportunity. Every opportunity to grow. Every opportunity to expand. Every opportunity to get wealth. Every opportunity to advance. It is only by your mercies that I have that. I have that opportunity coming my way. I acknowledge that you gave me that opportunity. Sometimes I may not be I may not have been skilled for it, but I still got that opportunity. It is by your mercy, Lord. La Buddha Bashita in the Miosa, the Rebet Shataya, La Gataya, the Moshe, the Rebetta, Legada, the Moshe, Tayama, Rekete, and then the Moshe, Tayibiose, Leke Sataya, Badabadaba, Lako Shataya, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We give you all the glory, Jesus. And we give you all the praise for everything, everything you did for us in the month of October 2023. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So we're going to be speaking into the month of October. Concerning divine mercy, Psalm 103, verse 17 says that, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. You want to say this after me? According to God's word in Psalm 103, verse 17.
According to God's word in Psalm 103, verse 17.
In the month of November 2023.
In the month of November 2023.
I will abide under God's mercies.
I will abide under God's mercies.
Every day of the month.
Every day of the month.
I am shielded by his mercies.
I am shielded by his mercies.
My family is shielded.
My family is shielded
because of me.
Because of me.
My loved ones are covered.
My loved ones are covered.
Wherever the enemy calls my name.
Wherever the enemy calls my name.
God will answer him.
God will answer
him. The blood of Jesus speaks for me.
The blood of Jesus speaks for me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
You have 20 seconds to enforce this.
Let us pray. According to your word. According to your word.
My loved ones are covered.
In Psalm 103, verse 17, in the month of November 2023, I abide under God's mercies every day of the month. My family is
Concerning divine health, Malachi 4 verse 2 says, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as the calves of the stall. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Declare this after me. According to God's word.
According according to God's word.
In Malachi 4, verse 2. In the month of November 2023. I will grow as calves of the stall. I will not be feeble. I will not be sick. I will not be faint. I will not be weak. I abide in health. Every single day of the month. In Jesus' name. Concerning business and education, Genesis 26:12. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year an hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. Say, and the Lord blessed him. Declare this after me. As a child of Abraham. Through Christ Jesus. I prosper where others lack. I prosper where others complain. I am blessed with overflow. As I serve God most high. I receive true riches. I prosper above my competitors. I will never beg in November 2023. I rather give without taking back. Because there's too much available. To the glory of God. In Jesus' mighty name. Open your mouth, somebody, and confess this play out in the month of November in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Concerning our spiritual life, Proverbs 11:30 says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Declare after me, in the month of November.
In the month of November.
I bear fruit in God's kingdom.
I
curse any fruitlessness.
Out
of my life forever.
Out of my life forever.
I am a fruitful vine. My relationship with God
gets better and better.
In Jesus' mighty name. Open your mouth and enforce that in the language of the Spirit. I am a fruitful vine. My words benefit the kingdom. My thoughts benefit the kingdom. My heart desires benefit the kingdom. Many come to Christ because of me. My life depicts the kingdom of God. When many see me, they don't see me, but they see Jesus. Every seed of fruitfulness has begun. I am a fruitful vine. The grace, great. In the month of November, Finally, Psalm 34 verse 15 says, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. And so now, at this time, speak to God concerning any matter that you are trusting him for. In Jesus' name, this month of November, place your expectations. You want to make them declarations. And trust God to let them come to pass. You have 30 seconds to do that. Begin to give the Lord thanks for answered prayer. Begin to give the Lord thanks for answered prayer.
Thank you,
Jesus, we thank you for hearing and answering us. We are grateful that everything we've declared has been released unto us. In Jesus' name, amen.
God has been good to us.
Amen.
And thanksgiving is a place. It's the best place you could ever be. Thanksgiving guarantees you for more of God's handiwork in your life. If you can thank God for his goodness, it assures or secures God's assurance for more. There's nothing God cannot give, but can you thank him for it? I'll say it one more time. There's nothing God cannot give, but do you have the heart and the lips to thank him for it? We're going to worship right now. As we're praying, what I heard, I sing. You can sing along with me. God bless you. I want to say thank you. Thank you. I want to say thank you. Thank you. I'm here to say thank you. Thank you. I'm here to say thank you. Please join me sing. Thank you. I'm here to say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I'm here to say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I'm here to say thank you. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. I'm here to say thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm here to say thank you. Thank you, thank you. I'm here to say thank you. Thank you, thank you. I'm here to say thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
I'm here to say thank you. Thank you from the bottom of your heart. See, I'm here to say thank you. Jesus,
thank you. I'm here to say thank you.
You've been so good to us, Lord.
Thank you. I'm here to say thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. I'm here to say thank you. Thank you.
We know from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, that get wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing, and for which we must get wisdom. Today we're reading Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 1, the scripture that was for the monthly theme, divine wisdom. Throughout the month, we never dwelt on that. Today, as the foundation scripture for the month, we are going back to it. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 1. Who is as the wise man, and who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? It says that man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed. A man's wisdom. We have learned throughout the month that as believers, we do not operate by worldly wisdom or earthly wisdom. And I'll explain that there are three kinds of wisdom. You have divine wisdom. Now you have earthly wisdom, and then you have worldly wisdom or satanic wisdom. So sometimes we say fienyansa, which is earthly wisdom. That's wisdom from whom, or natural wisdom. Wisdom for which governs living on the earth. But then, as believers, we must go in for divine wisdom. And you can get to know about earthly wisdom and satanic wisdom if you listen to, I think we touched on that, worship hour. Yes, the previous one. Yes, you can learn about that there. So, wisdom makes our face to shine. And in the month of November, by divine wisdom, let the Lord make our faces shine.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When you talk about shining, you're talking about the source of light. So when you are filled with divine wisdom, you begin to shine. That is to say, and you know that, we know from Matthew 5:14, we shine through good works. It's showing forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. We shine through good works. Through good works. That is to say that without divine wisdom, it becomes difficult to show forth good works. Our bearing fruit, and we were declaring that this month, in the month of November, I'll be fruitful. Fruitfulness is also connected to good works, showing forth good works. But divine wisdom precedes that. So when you are filled with divine wisdom, then you can shine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this is for us to understand why we must be very particular about operating the spirit of wisdom. We must be particular about always coming from a position of divine wisdom rather than just our human or natural wisdom. It is my prayer that by divine wisdom, you overcome any witchcraft activity that is planted against your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That by divine wisdom, you overcome any agenda of the enemy that is fashioned against you by divine wisdom. That by divine wisdom you make a public show, public display of the enemy's foolishness whenever he comes towards you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let the Lord be glorified through the manifesting of his divine wisdom in our lives in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In the month of November. When you read Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 11 to 12, it says, wisdom is good with an inheritance, and by it there is profit to them that see the sun. The living are those who see the sun. The dead do not wake up to see the sun. It is to say that as long as you are alive, wisdom is good with an inheritance. That is to say, whatever inheritance that you have been blessed with, I'm not talking about just in, especially for those who are praying that, oh, let this, my uncle die, so that at least whatever he has said in his will, I can start benefiting. No. Inheritance could be any blessing that you have received. It could be a special talent you have. It could be a gift. It could be a skill. Some ability that you have, that you has been, you've been blessed with. Something that others would have to buy or pay for or would have to struggle for, which you have access to or you have. And it says that no matter what you have, what abilities or what blessing, or as the word puts it, the inheritance you have, wisdom is what makes it good. Wisdom is what makes it good. Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord.
Lord.
According to your word.
According
in Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
Verse 11.
Grant unto me divine wisdom.
Grant unto me
to make every inheritance in my life.
To make every inheritance in my
good.
Life. Good.
To make every skill in my life.
To make every skill in my life.
Good.
Good.
To make every blessing in my life.
To make every blessing in my life.
Good.
Good.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Wisdom is what makes what has been deposited in you good. There are people who can sing so beautifully, and yet because they lack wisdom, they don't get access to anywhere. There are people who, because they are so blessed, they are blessed with potential. But because of the lack of wisdom, they start seeing a little good and then it just goes down. In the month of November, let there be longevity of God's goodness in your life.
Amen.
Because of the spirit of wisdom.
Amen.
Because of divine wisdom.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
I want you to pray right now and begin to declare that, Lord, let your goodness be revealed in my life by divine wisdom throughout the month of November. Lift up your voices and begin to pray. Wisdom is good with an inheritance, and by it there is profit to them that see the sun. Lord, let there be goodness. Let there be profit. Let there be goodness. Let there be profit. Let there be goodness. Let there be profit. Let there be goodness. Let there be profit by divine wisdom. According to your word in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 11. In our lives, Lord. In our lives, Lord. Throughout the month of November. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We continue in verse 12. It says, for wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense. But the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it.
Amen.
Wisdom giveth life to them that have it. And in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 8, exalt her and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. So two things, life and honor. As a matter of fact, three things, life, honor, and promotion. Life, honor, and promotion. Life, honor, and promotion. And we are adding Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 11 to 12, and the verse 12, defense. So, as a matter of fact, the defense here, it's referring to life, defense that leads to life. So, we'll still take life. So, from Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 12, and Proverbs chapter 4, verse 8, we are praying that, Lord, let there be life, let there be promotion, and let there be honor. Cause me to encounter life, promotion, and honor. These three things, according to your word, by divine wisdom. By divine wisdom. By divine wisdom. I've discovered in your word that by divine wisdom, I'll have life. By divine wisdom, I'll have promotion. By divine wisdom, I'll have honor. These three things. These three things. Rababo Shibedebea Kabarabaya Zanderebea Barabaya Bakaba Shibedebea Barabaya Nerebe Shabaya Nerebea Barabaya Bakabaya Nerebea Nerebe Shibedebea Maya Nerebea Barabaya Barabaya Shamarabaya Nerebea Barabaya 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 Ramamaya Nerebea Barabaya Barabaya Kabaya Barabaya Barabaya Shamaya Nerebaya Barabaya Barabaya Life, 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 life by divine wisdom. Ramamaya Nerebea Barabaya 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 Life, life, promotion and honor. 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 Ramamaya Nere Berebea Bazanere Berebea 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 Barabaya 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 Barabaya. In the name of Jesus. Ramamaya Nere Berebea Berebea Berebea. Begin to thank the Lord that by his word these things will be made manifest in your life in the month of November.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Jesus.
We sing these songs of worship unto the Lord. Please join us, you see on your screens, and let's bless the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Worthy is the King of glory, seated on your throne, you holy. Angels bow down before you, and all creation adore. We come before your throne, Lord Jesus, with more to say than words can express. Let your glory fill us with one voice. Erase us to worship, and we sing hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Heaven and earth shall praise your name. We sing hallelujah to the King of Kings. Sing hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. We sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah,
sing hallelujah.
We will shout hallelujah.
Heaven and earth shall praise your name.
We'll lift up our voices to you, our King of Kings. We sing hallelujah,
sing hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Shout
hallelujah.
Heaven and earth shall praise
your name.
Heaven and earth shall praise your name. Praise your name.
Heaven and earth shall praise your name.
Sing hallelujah, shout hallelujah.
Heaven and earth shall praise your name.
Sing hallelujah. Sing together.
Shout hallelujah. Heaven and earth shall praise your name.
There's no God like you. No God like you. There's no God like you. There's no God like you, no God like you, awesome God, we worship you. There's no God.
There's no God like you, no God like you. There's no God like you.
Express what you've done for me.
Awesome God, I worship you.
I worship you.
Awesome God, I worship you.
Awesome God,
awesome God, I worship you.
So Jehovah, we praise. Please help me sing Jehovah.
Jehovah, we praise you.
We praise
your name. We praise. praise your name.
Jehovah,
Jehovah.
Kabayan, Nerebeyan, 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 Jehovah. We lift you up.
We praise you.
We praise you above all other gods. To just lift up your voices and bless every giver into this ministry. Just proclaim blessings upon them, that for everyone who has been a blessing to this ministry, financially, even those who are a blessing to the ministry, interceding and supporting in one way or the other, and even our helpers who are in our lives, who make it possible for us to be a blessing even in this ministry. But be it parents, be it spouses. Declare blessings upon their lives. Every single person, every covenant seed sower. Lord, increase your blessing, Lord. Show forth your might and your power in the lives, Lord, even of everyone who, Lord, even supports your work in this ministry in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for the life of giving us to the ministry.
We're singing a last song of worship. Before we sing our last song of worship and we close, you are praying, blessing everyone who is celebrating their birthdays in the month of October. That the Lord will sustain them. A year by now, we'll be here to say thank you again.
Amen. Thank you.
Lift up your voices.
Thank you for those in November as well. Thank you that you preserve them, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Give you all the praise,
Jesus. We thank you for each and every one of you.
We bless you, Lord. Jesus.
You love me so. You love me so. Words cannot express all you've done for me. You love me so. I'm here to stay. For words cannot express all you've done for me. You love me. Can we sing together, please?
You love me so.
Words cannot express.
Words cannot express.
What you've done for us.
All you've done for me.
You love me.
You love me so. Words cannot express.
Oh,
all you've done for me. You love me. cannot express all you've done for me. You love me so.
You love me so.
Words cannot express
all you've done for me. You love me so.
I'm here to say. Words cannot express all you've done for me. You love me so.
There's no better time to end, or there's no better way to end the month than to give your life to Christ if you've not already done so. The truth will forever remain that Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
And no one can come to the Father or have access to eternal life except to accept Jesus as Lord and Master over their lives. There's one King over the entire universe, and his name is Jesus.
Amen.
And today I subscribe, or I suggest to you, that you surrender completely to him. And there are too many benefits. Life right now on earth, and life, eternal life, even after death. And today is your day. Just say this simple prayer after me. And after doing that, you have assurance that you have access to eternal life.
Amen.
Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your love and sacrifice, which you have made for me even before I was born. Today, I acknowledge the truth that I am a sinner, and without your grace, I can never be saved. I therefore surrender my life in completeness to you, withholding nothing, reserving nothing. I give my entire life to you. Take control and be Lord and Master over my life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. If you just said this prayer, kindly contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com. You can also call or chat with us through 026-000-9090.
And share the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.